It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
All right, it is time for the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. And Herlinda's back from Europe. Mark Carpenter, of course, is here.
How are you doing?
Hello. All right,
good to see you.
Cheerio.
Welcome back. Yeah, oh, boy, you brought a lot of cool stuff. Dickinson and what?
So this is the one of the pies. I was in England judging the British Pie Awards.
Their meat pies?
Their meat pies.
This I love their meat pies.
Yeah, this is a cold pork pie. So the, Melton Mowbray in northern England, it's about a two-hour train ride north of London, is the home of cold pork pie and Stilton cheese.
Ooh.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Huh?
So,
sounds good, huh?
So I even brought a beer. That's it looks like Belvoir Brewery, but it's actually pronounced Beaver Brewery, from northern England, from Melton Mowbray, that's called the Blue Brew, and it's made with the whey from Stilton.
Cheese folks.
Yes. So
the Stilton cheese.
Stilton cheese. So
talk about that.
Well, Stilton is like a protected designation, like Parmigiana or Champagne. So you can only call it Stilton as if it's from this Melton Mowbray area, which is in Leicestershire County of England. But so people, like, when they see this, they're like, oh, blue cheese beer? No, it's tangy, like the Stilton.
Cheese.
We
better open it and taste it.
Yeah, we'll open
they
it and taste it.
They don't make it with the cheese, do they?
No, they make it with the whey. The whey is the runoff of you make cheese.
When you make curds and whey, the curds, get rid of the whey.
Yep. Yeah. So they use that for that, and it's a little bit tangy, and it has a lot of the lactose. The lactose in it, which is the milk sugars.
Poem thing, Little Miss Annie,
sat on her fanny,
yeah. Eating her curds and ways. Yeah, I don't know.
So I brought that, and also, so we're going to try that. Do you want to taste that a little bit?
Yeah, I'll take
or
a taste.
Smell it. You can smell it. And so then I
also. Oh, that's a hell of a nose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've been wanting Mark to try this fresh for a long time. So this is fresh from the brewery.
Wow, I like that.
It's good, huh?
Yeah.
So it's really good.
That's so classically British, you know. It's just wonderful, subtle flavors, not high hoppiness, but you can taste the hops, you can taste the malt, and it's just fabulous.
Now, would they drink this warm?
No. It's a... that's actually...
You brought it cold.
Yeah, so that's actually a miss... nomer about that they drink warm beer there. What they do is they do the cask beers, which are...
If I can interrupt just for a second. they say they drink warm beer, but you have to keep in mind they refrigerate the whole country.
That's right.
Yes, you mentioned this months ago.
It's at cellar temperatures, you know, in the high 40s, low 50s. And because of the ambient temperature, it's a perfectly nice temperature, you know. But
So the misnomer is that they, heat up the beer or make it warm.
The only time they have warm beer is when you have a heat wave accidentally hit England. And they have no refrigeration... then the beers in the cellars will warm up, and it's not that pleasant.
No refrigeration.
Or very little refrigeration.
In 2018, they still don't?
There's a lot of pubs. The very good pubs will, but a lot of pubs do not have good refrigeration because they don't need it.
They don't need as much. Although they're doing more now because they're really into our American-style IPAs and beers. So here is a bit of cold pork pie for you to try there.
What did you just put on there?
I put some, it's pickle for pie and cheese, but it's not like what we think of as pickle. It's more like a chutney. And I'm going to break a piece off over here for Mark here in a second.
They are weird over there, I must say. God bless them, I love them, but...
Yeah, so they're...
I love mushy peas and bangers, that's for sure.
Well, the big thing in England, though, is these savory pies that I was judging. And so the British Pie Awards is Ireland, England, Scotland, and Wales. They're commercial pies, or pies are sold in stores, or pies that are sold at markets, or the football stadiums, which is actually soccer. And there was 24 categories of pie. Only one of them is dessert. All the rest are savory. Cold pork pie, steak and ale pie, steak and kidney pie, chicken pie. I judged game pies, which the winning pie was a wood pigeon, pheasant, partridge and rabbit pie in a wine broth. And it was good. Ooh. It was so good. We had a squirrel pie. We had a squirrel and rabbit pie.
Oh, poor squirrel.
Yeah, we had a lot of venison pies, venison and with like beer and mushroom in it. And that was really good. And then there's, of course, these heritage cold pork pies. There's vegetarian pies actually had the most pies they've ever had in their category because that's becoming big.
What do they put in the veggie pies?
Ricotta and leek, a lot of cheese. There was some that I heard weren't very good. They do a lot of curries there as well, so there's a lot of curry pies as well too. And it's pretty interesting. So there was 938 pies that we had to judge. Just in the game pie category, I tasted 56 pies with a total of 8 judges. But, yeah, it's a big deal.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of pies.
Yeah, yeah. So all the London papers, all the British papers and stuff are there. It's a pretty
and if you deal. Haven't seen her, Linda, lately, she's 600 pounds.
I'm telling you, four years into doing this show, which was just my four-year anniversary in January, I have put on, thank God it's radio. But did you know, speaking of.
We all say that.
Yeah, 4 years ago, yesterday was Mark's first time on Brouhaha.
4 years?
Yep. Hard to believe, is it?
Yeah.
As I was a guest.
You're a guest with your son. Your son was here,
amazing.
Too.
That's right.
Amazing.
Yeah. And, of course, Mark Carpenter, the amazing, iconic brew guy from, he started in 71 at Anchor.
71 at Anchor, yep.
In San Francisco, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, everybody in England knew who Mark Carpenter was and loves Anchor beer, and I am not kidding. So they actually handpicked out some beers for me to bring for him to try and to give him. There's a Fuller's, which is a longtime brewery that, Mark's actually been there, but they're doing some newer styles.
It's in a fancy box.
Yeah, it's oak aged 5 years in a whiskey cask.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah, bottled for 500 days in whiskey cask.
All right, let Mark talk about the beers that he's tasted.
Well, then
here.
They put me in a time capsule in Petaluma, and now I'm here.
and by the way, Mike and I are starting the drive time capsule. It's going to be a wine glass. And a pack of American Spirit cigarettes.
You got to put a bottle of Pliny the Elder in there. That would make sense.
Yeah, yeah. We've talked about that.
Yeah, you should put a beer in there. So actually, I brought some cloud water for Mark to try.
Well, hold on. Okay. What have you tasted so far, Mark?
Okay, this first beer, this cloud water small beer. It's a small citrus Simcoe Pale. Small beers are really interesting.
And Simcoe's the hop.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Correct. And small beers are
good there.
I think an interesting.
I'm learning.
Yeah, I'm impressed. Is a interesting category because they develop. If you made a very strong beer, you really couldn't use the second runnings from the mash tun because it watered down the wort too much. So you needed all the sugars for that strong beer. So what they did is they collected these second runnings from the mash, and they produced small beers of about 2 to 3%. And this one this one is 2.9%.
Yeah. Whoa.
And it's delicious.
And that's lower than near beer.
Correct. It's
no beer.
It's small beer. And but I like it. We made a small beer at Anchor and it was from the second runnings of our old Foghorn, and it was a hard sell because nobody wants small beer here in America, especially these days. But I like small beer, and this one is quite good. It's got great hoppy flavor to it. It's and it's got plenty of body. I don't think this was from the second runnings because of the amount of body. I think they made it this way.
He purposely has a line like that of the session.
Yeah.
So the small beer is all about the taste and not the buzz.
Correct. Correct. But you will get a buzz. I mean, if you
drink 20 of them. Or what?
I had them at 10 a.m.
You just think you're drinking. You're going to be drinking 20-ounce pints. And so, you get a few of them under your belly, you'll be doing just fine. And you can always throw in a shot now and then, but and then the second beer we had was this blue brew from the with the Stilton Whey, and that is such a classic British brew. This is a modern version of a small beer, but this is such a classic brew.
And what's the alcohol on this one?
This was only 4.2.
Wow.
Which is typically British, not too high.
And what's Budweiser? Five?
Five, yeah. Correct.
Wow.
Five.
Okay.
Right around five.
Artificially.
And so, and then we're going to taste here eventually this a very high alcohol one from Cloudwater.
Yeah, these are both Cloudwater. So Cloudwater, we went there in Manchester, England, which is northern England. More working class and stuff there.
Yeah.
Cloudwater is the number one brewery in the United Kingdom, and it's number two in the world on rate beer.
Really?
So, yeah, so we went there. Paul Jones, the owner brewer, who must be asleep still because he was supposed to call in, but it's midnight there, and he was here in Santa Rosa for the rate beer festival both years.
But he wasn't in on the show?
No, we had Blackberry Farm and we had some other ones as well.
Okay.
So it's harder to coordinate with the international brewers, but we did have some. But so we went there, and he is doing these just great beers, very unique. They have local artists making these labels, but it's
that's a cool label on a can of beer.
They're both nice, aren't they?
Yeah.
I told him I want shirts like that.
Yeah, very cool.
So that was pretty exciting to go there. We also went to Buxton Brewery in Buxton, England. Northern England is beautiful, cheaper than London, easy train ride out, you know, a little bit rougher. We went to Leeds, which has these like 1800s arcades, shopping arcades that were incredible. And then we went out at drinking gin bars and stuff. And there was like, it's a university town. It was actually really interesting because they don't see a lot of Americans in like these northern towns. And we were at some bar dancing on the table and in this college town. And
yes, and Mike, when she starts dancing on the table here, make sure you go to a break.
And this young man who was actually from Wales going, he had just graduated from college and there in Leeds. He wanted to talk to me and my friend because we were American. And he had a lot of questions for us. They always do about, you know, Trump and politics and stuff. And he said, I'm really glad to have talked to you and met a Californian because we wondered what was going on there. And I wondered if everybody was like, you know, what we just see on the news about, you know, Trump and conservative and right wing. And he goes, it gives me hope to meet you. So anyway, so.
And you told him that everyone's drinking more beer and wine now. In America.
Yeah. You'd think that crop beer sales would jump for that. So not to get too much into politics, but, of course, when you travel.
These days it's hard not to.
Yeah. As an American, you're going to have to expect that. And I'm a proud American, so I'm happy to talk about my country and also about the beer. But I brought this beer. It's called Yellow Belly.
Oh, that's beer?
Yes. What is
that? I thought maybe it was British Worcestershire sauce.
But what else does it look like?
Yellow Belly. It's got two eyes.
Yeah, it's against prejudice and racism. It looks like a Ku Klux Klan hood.
Oh.
And it's hand wrapped.
It's white
wrapped.
This is from
Buxton and Omnipolo Brewery, who also came to Santa Rosa for the Rape Beer Festival. And
anti-Ku Klux Klan beer.
Yes, and this beer
from England.
I went there as well to Buxton and. It says, Yellow Belly,
that, Mike.
A person who was without courage, fortitude, or nerve, a coward. To us, one of the most cowardly deeds is to act anonymously, hiding behind a group, a signifying trait of institutionalized racism. This beer is brewed to celebrate all things new, open-minded, and progressive. A peanut butter biscuit stout with no biscuits, butter, or nuts. Taste and
literally, my friends, Mike, get a photo of that and put it up on the Facebook page. This is literally a beer wrapped in a Ku Klux Klan white sheet kind of thing.
And we just unmasked it.
Wow.
It's an 11% beer. This one's a pretty
holy
a peanut
moly.
Butter biscuit style.
It's
Mark,
not
did
for
you,
Yellow Bellies. I haven't tried it yet.
Have you tried? Is there something else that you haven't talked about?
Do you want to open this?
Yeah,
do you want to save it?
You know what? I can.
What's in this other can? That
okay. Oh, this is the Cloudwater, the higher alcohol Cloudwater.
It's a double IPA called Enigma.
Okay.
And I think
I need you to taste that and
I
talk
think
about
the brewer's
it.
Brewer's had a few of these tonight, and that's why he's not calling in.
Probably.
So that's the 8.5.
He should have stuck with his small beer.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of great beers. I mean, they have been for a long time, but they really look up to California. They love coming out here. They love the California beers.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think it's delicious. It's a double IPA in alcohol only, not in hoppiness.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you have one of our local double IPAs, you know, it's going to knock your socks off with the hops.
What's the
This is a little hoppier. This is 8.5.
Okay, that's high.
Yeah, and but it's got some Do they tell us what hops? It's got some very fruity flavors in it. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, well, we were drinking that. We were at the brewery at 10 a.m. So let me tell you, 2.9% alcohol beer, you can get a buzz on them if you haven't drank yet and it's 8, 10 o'clock in the morning and you're jet lagged.
But this is 8-something?
Yes.
Yeah, 8.5.
And this is all from Cloudwater Brewing Company in England.
Yeah, the number one brewery in the United Kingdom and number two in the world on the rate beer best.
Wow.
And I got to go there.
So would you want more of this, Mark?
Yes, I'm perfectly happy to have more of it, but, you know, being a proud American, I'd be happy to put up a number of our Sonoma County beers against this one.
Yeah, there you go.
And I did. I brought Sonoma County beers to England with me, which they were like going – I brought a Pliny the Elder to share with some friends that were –
They can't get that over there.
No. And they were going bananas. They were, like, posting it on Instagram and stuff. They were going crazy. And especially that I live, you know, down the street practically from Russian River Brewery. So
all right,
everybody
so this,
wanted to touch me, you know.
This super whatever – what is this one again? You haven't popped it yet. This is in a –
This is the Yellow Belly.
And actually, Yellow, right.
And then we have the this reserve. But this is a gift for Mark. So that's aged, and he can he can even age that for another 5 years if he wants.
Wow.
This is a peanut butter biscuit.
Oh, no, thank
you. Which is what we call cookies. They call cookies.
I'm not tasting the beers. That's what Mark is for. he covers it for me. Okay.
My favorite Thursday activity.
Yeah, right on, buddy.
That's why
so this is what alcohol?
11.
Holy crap.
Smell that.
Now, I will smell, and I'll take a small taste.
It is 11%.
I can...
Very chocolate aroma.
Chocolate, and I can... Maybe it's just in my head, but I can get some peanut butter in the nose.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when they... so, yeah,
why would you put peanut butter in a beer?
Because
these
so
days
good.
They do anything.
Yeah, I know.
I love peanut butter and chocolate and everything. So beer, it's even better. That's like...
Now, see, that is very odd and weird to me, but I get it. I can respect it. I just don't want it anymore.
It stretches the definition of beer.
Yeah. Well, so much of what we taste.
Which is happening all over.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, their main thing is about this mission that they're on about the Yellow Belly and against racism and prejudice.
The Klan, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, and all.
Leave that for us. We got to put that in our office, Ku Klux Klan beer robe.
We went to a killer vegetarian Indian restaurant in Leeds, and they had the most amazing beer list on tap and in bottles I'd ever seen, and the place was just hopping. It was like 1 a.m. Like, we went there twice because it was so good. We kept going back. And they had this Yellow Belly on tap, which was, I mean, almost unheard of because it's one of the top-rated beers in the world.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Buxton and Omnipolo was the number one brewery in Sweden, and that's a collaboration with Buxton here from England, and we went there, too.
Okay, I get that the youngsters and the young folks are into these sour beers and peanut butter chocolate beers and all these things. What, in England at least, the folks from the pubs that, you know, the older guys who
What are they drinking?
Pubs. Yeah, I mean, do they get into this?
You know, there was a period in England when real ales were going away.
Really?
In the 60s, when Fritz was starting Anchor, there was an organization in England called CAMRA, the Campaign for Real Ale. And they really helped revive real ales. So these days when you walk into a pub, you do see a lot of people drinking real ale, real cask ale. And those will be just the normal bitters. I was talking to her, Linda. She had one that quite famous in England. It's won all kinds of awards by Timothy Taylor. It's called Timothy Taylor Landlord. And it's very much, I would say, very much like this Blue Brew, that it's just this classic, lower alcohol, lower in hops, but just fabulous, subtle flavors that you can just sit in the pub and just have pint after pint and be happy as a clam.
But you don't, you know, when you see movies or TV shows and, you know, the guys in Scotland or London or, you know, the old guys.
Yes.
You know, your Peter O'Toole's and, these guys who were just pub rats and drank their butts off. Yeah.
They're having a pint of bitter.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
if they're not having whiskey, they're having a pint of bitter.
Right. But they wouldn't like this. chocolate peanut butter crap, right?
No. They might like it at a dinner or some special occasion, you know, but no, they're drinking a pint of bitter.
Yeah. Right.
Or a pint of mild, especially up in the north. You probably saw a lot of mild.
That's what
up
I was just going to say. So we went into these, what they call arcades, that are these gorgeous glass-covered shopping centers from the 1800s.
Like our malls?
No, these are like with wrought iron and Art Deco, and they're from like the 1800s Victorian and mosaic floors. And
but
they have
they're shops?
So now they have all these shops, and they used to have like, so they were covered because it's cold there. So they were covered, and they would have like a meat shop, a butcher shop, a fish shop, you know. But and then of course,
right on.
On every corner of it is a pub.
Right.
So we went into like these old pubs, and like a couple of times I would send pictures to Mark of these beers. We went to the oldest pub, actually the second oldest pub in England, was in Leeds. And we went there, and that's where they had the Timothy Taylor Landlord. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is really good. And they're beautiful handles with porcelain and drawings on them. And there's, you know, they have, you know, you pull it. It's
yeah, it's
different.
A beer engine. You have to pump the beer pump out it. Of the keg because it's not under pressure.
Yeah, so I'd take pictures of these, and I'd send them to Mark because I was like, oh, my gosh, this is a really good one. He'd go, he'd know exactly what I was, what it was like.
Of course.
Because I make sure I try the classics.
He's Mark freaking Carpenter.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then when I would tell them, I'm like, you know, who my co-host was, they were just like, can I take a picture with you? And it was pretty neat. So,
and, you know, I said it's cold in England, and it's doubly cold in the north of England.
It was cold. But it's cheaper. It's a little rougher. It's not so busy as London.
Well, of course.
Oh, you know what happened while we were there too was the poisoning of the Russian former spy,
who Trump called Putin to congratulate him on winning re-election, but never mentioned the poisoning or the Russia investigation.
We were there in London during the poisoning, and then we were also in London when the second guy was found dead in his room.
Yeah.
So we went to Westminster area. My friend wanted to go down there. I kind of normally stay away from the super touristy areas, and I had this weird feeling in my stomach, and we got out there. And we popped out of the subway, and there was protests going on. There's a Guantanamo protest going on. There was one again with Turkey. There was cops everywhere, all over the tube stations, the subway stations.
Yeah.
And we just looked at each other in Parliament and stuff, and we looked at each other, and we're like, "Let's get out of here."
I've only got 1 minute. Mark, quickly, somebody called in and asked for you to
talk. Mendocino Bruin.
Yeah.
I was sad to hear that it's over. They were great guys.
I didn't know that.
Either did I. But I did. Don Barkley and Michael Laybourn both had been on the show.
I know Michael Laybourn since the 80s.
Fabulous guys, made fabulous beers. They were, I think, one of the leaders at higher alcohol beers, which, you know, I'm opposed to. But they were such good guys.
Red Tail Ale was my last favorite beer in the world.
And I think the Red Tail Ale is one of the most beautiful logos out there.
It's beautiful.
It's just a shame to see that gone.
So let's talk more about that next week.
Sure, absolutely.
And maybe we can get Michael on the phone or Don
great
on the
idea.
Phone. Yeah,
great
let's
idea.
Do that.
Yeah.
Herlinda's back. Thank you, my dear. And Mark Carpenter, of course. And Brouhaha again next week.